Good morning. Welcome to the first Berries broadcast of 2012. I'm Andrew Thompson, and with me is
Marcus Blake.
Good morning to you, Marcus, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Marcus, a bit of a quiet news week coming back after Christmas, but there's a couple of little snippets we wanted to have a talk about this morning, particularly sort of progress, or if there is any, on HS2 and sort of progress locally with the localism bill. So we start with the HS2. There's a lot of smoke went up over the weekend about this. What's actually happened?
Well, you're quite right. There's been a lot of discussion at the weekend because there is expected to be an announcement this week. We're expecting Justin Greening, who's the Transport Secretary, to make a statement to the Commons. We think that she'll be endorsing the plans for the route. This is the existing Route 3, which is the preferred route that goes through Buckinghamshire to the very controversial Chilterns. Up through Oxfordshire, Northamptonshire, and up through Warwickshire, all with a train doing about 225 to 250 miles an hour. We were meant to be having an announcement last month, actually, but they delayed the decision while they looked at an extra tunnel down in the down in the Chilterns.
So, reading between the lines on this, it's pretty much a case of it's going to happen. It's really the fine detail that we're now waiting to see.
I think it's more a case of we know it's going to happen, or we're fairly confident it's going to happen. It's really just the rubber stamping of it by Justin Greening to the Commons.
Okay, so until that announcement is actually made, there's nothing more anybody can be or even should be doing, I'm guessing.
No, at the moment it's purely speculation, but hopefully this time next week we should be able to do another little announcement saying what has actually happened.
No, that would be good, because I think uncertainty is the killer in all things property, isn't it? Not good for us. And other local news, in sort of way, the localism bill's starting to show its teeth, as it were, and there's been some progress in South Northants regard to that, hasn't there?
Yes, an announcement this week by South Northants Council saying that they're going to start doing workshops for local district councillors and volunteer groups, explaining how the localism bill is going to affect them. It'll be discussing the structure of the council. They'll be going through the implications of the localism bill. I mean, Andrew, if you remember, this is a bill that only received its royal assent back in mid-November, so it's still quite early days.
Pretty fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, this bill actually represents a shift of power from central government back into the hands of the communities and local authorities. So there'll be quite a lot for the for South Northants to discuss. Because there'll be all sorts of things going on, discussing how in the future they might be creating neighbourhood building plans with, you know, local groups, etc. So it's good to see South Northants actually coming forward and saying, right, let's talk to the local groups.
Yeah, absolutely. It's there, and as we've discussed before, there's a lot going to happen in and around South Northants in the next few years, and this is clearly going to affect policy and how things are done.
I think planning in 2012 in South Northants and North Bucks is going to be very busy.
Indeed. Well, let's hope so, because it'll give us something more to talk about. Anyway, yeah. Speak to you next week.
Thank you.